Good morning. Welcome to Global Time with Jesus Christ. Trust that you're feeling well this morning in the Lord. Trust that you're looking forward to a wonderful and blessed day. Thank you for being right on time, as our program is designed to start promptly at 6 o'clock. I don't know how synchronized our clocks are with the exact time, but I believe it is the National Standard Time. So I saw some people were on just half a minute or so early, which is good, which says that you're prepared to enter the throne room with the King, because that's who we're visiting. In fact, our theme today is visiting with our Father. We do have a Father, you know, that is patient and like to engage us in appointments. And I believe he has a hearing for us today. And I may even have something that he wants to say and impart to our spirits. So let's move right in. The first thing we want to do, may I say this before we do this, before we enter his chamber, God is preparing us for a critical time of service to Him while we are yet in the earth. There are things that He's really shown me that are on His heart and are timely and of this season. And I have this comfort of knowing that He's preparing you and I for some important prayer tasks in coming days. I can sense it. I can feel it in my spirit. And I trust that you are positioned and ready for that. It's a joy to be able to serve our King. Today, as I said earlier, our theme is visiting with the Father. So we want to enter His courts, of course, with praise and His gates with thanksgiving. This is a wonderful day because we're seeing it and we're up. So let us go to prayer. And as we do, if there's anyone of you that feel a prayer burden, please don't be fearful. You're among friends, you're among family, you're among the people of God, and our prayers are so important. And excuse me, I don't mind praying, of course, at all. I'm just in love with it more and more, and it's deepening more and more each day. However, we welcome you, and we believe that God wants to use you and hear from you. And of course, this is a corporate time. There is also a personal time where you get with the Lord in your prayer closet as well. That's in order, but this is a corporate time where together we have the power of agreement. And agreement is what God is looking for in the earth. Says if two agree as touching anything, it shall be done. And I believe that. And whatever burdens that we have individually and collectively that we offer at the foot of the cross on today, well, God is willing to hear it. But thank all of you. I see that we're lit up here with many people wanting to pray. So I'm going to lead off, and of course, I'll be looking and expecting any one of you to take the opportunity to pray. When you pray, everyone will on the line today or on this channel today will be able to hear you. So feel free and take advantage of what I consider to be a great opportunity. Father, we do come towards you and we come out of thanksgiving. We come with joy because you've given us another day in which to relate to you and to visit with you. So we come in because we know that you've welcomed us. You've invited us to come, and we do come boldly without fear, knowing that it's a privilege to have an audience with you. You are the only wise God. You are the ever-loving Father. So we come today, and we want to hear your heart, and we want to share our own heart. And we ask you, first of all, to wash us and cleanse us. We know that any sins, iniquities, and transgressions will be, forgive me, saints, I'm having a throat problem here, will necessarily stand as a barrier between us. And we want to have a clear, very clear communication with you today. So we ask you and we accept your forgiveness in Jesus' name. Amen. So now we want to continue in prayer. And I say, Heavenly Father, we want to pray according to your word today. And we are praying at this moment according to your word that's recorded in the first chapter of Ephesians, verse 17 through 23, that you will give us a spirit of wisdom and revelation in the knowledge of Jesus Christ. I pray that the eyes of our understanding will be enlightened so that we may know what is the hope. There is a hope of the calling of Christ Jesus and the riches of the glory of Christ. That is the inheritance of the saints. We also know what is the exceeding greatness of your power towards us who believe. We want to know that. We want to understand that. According to the working of your mighty power, which you used to raise our Savior Christ Jesus from the dead and then seat him at your right hand in heavenly places, far above all principality and power and might and dominion, and every name that is named, not only in this age in which we live, but also in the age which is to come. Heavenly Father, we thank you that you put all things under the feet of Jesus, and you have given him to be head over all things to the church, which is his body, the fullness of him who fills all in all. Father, open our eyes that we may see how great you are and how complete your provisions are for us. I thank you that the victory that Jesus won for us on the cross and in his resurrection has been given to us, and that we too are seated with the Lord Jesus in the heavenlies even now. Father, by faith and in complete dependence upon you, we put the fleshly works of the old man and stand upon all the victory of the crucifixion, where the Lord Jesus provided cleansing from the old nature. We put ourselves, the new man, to stand in all the victory of the resurrection and the provisions that the Lord Jesus has made for us. Heavenly Father, we put all forms of selfishness, we put ourselves, the new nature of Jesus Christ, with its love. We put off all forms of fear and put on the new nature of courage. We need courage today, Father, as we stand before all of the challenges that make up our total lives. Lord, help us to stand in the victory of the ascension and the glorification of the Lord Jesus, whereby all principalities and powers are made subject to him. Even now, we claim our place in Christ as victorious with him over all the enemies of our soul, all the enemies of the Holy Spirit. We pray that you will come into our lives in even greater power. Break down every idol and cast out every foe and continually to lead us in prayer. We are thankful, Heavenly Father, for the expression of your will for our daily lives that you have shown us through your word and in your word. By the power of Christ Jesus, we claim all the will and destiny for us individually and corporately. We thank you that you have blessed us with all spiritual blessings in heavenly places in Christ Jesus. We are also thankful that you have begotten us unto a living hope by the resurrection of Jesus Christ from the dead. We are also thankful that you have made provision for us so that we can be filled with the Spirit of God, with love, joy, peace, with long-suffering, gentleness and goodness, with meekness, faithfulness and self-control in our lives. We recognize your will for us, and we therefore reject and resist every form, all of the things that would stand against us, that would come against your will being expressed totally in our lives. So we resist every effort of Satan and his wicked spirits to rob us of your will, your precious will. Lord Jesus, we ask you to put a hedge of protection around our minds to protect us from the enemy of all accusations, insinuations, and lies. We claim the fullness of the will of God for our lives. In Jesus' name, we completely surrender ourselves to you, Heavenly Father, as a living sacrifice, wholly acceptable unto you. We choose not to be conformed to this world. We choose to be transformed by the renewing of our minds. And we pray that you would show us your will and enable us to walk in your will. Therefore, collectively today, we bind our will to your will, God. We bind our minds to your mind, the mind of Christ. In Jesus' name, we make this petition and this request. Only in his name, it's in his name that we've made our entrance and are invited to a hearing from your throne. We praise your name and we thank you. I trust that we can all say amen to that prayer. Amen. Now, if there is anyone out there that has a prayer request, we have lots of people on the channel right now. Please do not be afraid. Don't be bashful. Just make it known. We can hear you, and we want to be in agreement with you even now. This is an excellent opportunity for you to get a hearing, because we're in the throne room of none other than the King. We're visiting with our Father. What a privilege. If anyone has a prayer request, we want to touch and agree right now. I'm sure there's some urgencies, some things that may even be critical that you would want to express on today as we stand before him. one of the things that we're going to do before our session is out today, and it's just amazing how fast the time goes. It's half the time has gone already. We want to do some affirmations. God is training and gearing us to be able to speak using the power of the tongue in a powerful manner. And when we speak, the principalities, all of them can hear us and can obey the word of God, because we are praying from the word of God, as you can see. We're praying the word of God. So that way we don't have to be wondering, well, is God hearing our prayer, and God, is he going to answer? Well, he's hearing, and he said he will answer once we call on him and we're speaking to him in his language. And what I mean by that, his word. His word is, we're reflecting our prayers from his word. And he is anxious to receive that, knowing that we are catching and understanding his word.
Good morning, Pastor. I have a prayer request this morning.
Good morning, Sister Jenny. Great to hear your voice. Speak your request.
I still need prayer for my building manager, Judy DeVino. She's pretty bad off. The doctor's given her 4 to 5 weeks. But I know God is able, and if this is not the way he wants her to go, I be here that she will receive salvation and accept Jesus Christ as her Lord and Savior.
Awesome. I'm feeling the anointing of the Lord even as you made that request. I'm feeling that this is an opportunity for the Lord, that he wants to touch this situation in some kind of way. So we're going to pray for Judy right now, and I want to put you on notice that there is something I want to say to you, but I'll say it off air, that I think that something practical that we can do, and so I want to say to you off air so that you can remind me to make sure that we follow through. I feel the love of God going towards Judy right now. I feel my heart is so warm towards her, and of course I haven't met her. And I know that God is merciful. I feel his mercy flowing towards her even now. And he's using you in a mighty way. Let us pray. Saints, let us agree. There's this powerful space that we're in where there's the awesome power of agreement, where we can decree a thing. Father, we thank you right now, first of all, for the concern and the heart that you've given to Sister Drew. For this lady, it's your love flowing through her, your love, your concern, your mercy. You're great in mercy and love. And Father, we thank you for using Sister Jenny even now to remind us and to lift up this young woman in prayer who is in suffering right now and needs you, needs your help, cannot help herself. Can do nothing. Even the medical community is losing hope and faith in her deliverance and recovery. And more importantly, we want her to be prepared to meet you whenever, to know that you are God and her Savior. Father, we thank you right now that time is still available for Judy to move into your throne room, to call on you. You promise that you would answer. Father, we speak right now over her, over life. We speak to the atmosphere of her life, the atmosphere of her room, wherever she is right now. We send your word. We release your word. Come. alongside, to encircle her, Lord. Your word of hope, your word of deliverance, by your stripes, she's healed. By stripes, in the name of Jesus, we speak to that deadly disease even now. And we speak boldly, saying, take up your weapons and flee right now in the name of Jesus. Let there be in the atmosphere right now that surrounds and touches her body, that touches every cell, in the name of Jesus. Right now, we agree, Lord, for her salvation, for her healing, for her deliverance, right now, in the name of Jesus. Bless your name, Lord. We thank you for a great testimony of your power to deliver. Really, Lord, we have no one else that we can call on or call to right now, but and collectively we are raising and sounding our voice. Collectively our hearts are reaching up to you on behalf of this young woman. We speak on behalf of the family, Lord, representing them as well. We know and are sure that they are going through as well. They may not have a sense of hope. And we speak hope right now. We speak hope into their atmosphere. We speak peace right now. The only kind of peace comes from you. Excuse me. Bless them, Lord. Bless them right now. This is in their lives, and they're feeling helpless. But we know the real help comes from you. So that is why we've come to you. You're a loving Father. You created Judy. You created her. You determined the day of her birth. You know her last day as well. But you are waiting patiently and have been waiting patiently for the opportunity to come into her life and to touch her life. We speak salvation over Judy right now.
In the name of Jesus.
Holy Spirit, we want you to touch her heart. Touch her spirit right now. Touch her spirit. You said, whosoever sins we remit in the earth is committed in heaven. Father, we loose her past. We loose all of her transgressions.
And the name of Jesus.
Trust in this. Because of the of your Son, Jesus Christ. We bring all of that under the precious blood.
Lord Jesus.
For deep cleansing, deep purification, deep release.
Only you can do it.
A deep work, Holy Spirit. A deep work. Penetrating all the discomforts of pain and for even now. Penetrating that. Dividing asunder the spirit, soul, and body. Even now. Penetrating. We send your word of deliverance right now to Judy. Right now. Let this be a day of breakthrough for her. Breakthrough. And for the family. Breakthrough. Breakthrough. The walls are crumbling right now as the power of God breaks through into her life, into her atmosphere, into the life of that family now that's sensing hopelessness. Now peace replaces hopelessness. Love replaces fear. A sound mind is now in place. In Jesus' name, and let all the people of God say, Amen. Amen. Hallelujah. Thank you, Jesus. Hallelujah. I feel confident that God is at work already Hallelujah. Thank you for bringing that prayer request. This is the joyous and heavenly purpose of this this broadcast, to bring heaven to earth. Heaven wants to be intermingled with the atmosphere of the earth and the atmosphere of our lives individually and collectively, to bring healing, not just physical healing, but all kinds and manner of healing, and to bring oneness, to bring power into places where only divine power can make the difference. So we thank you for being bold enough to bring that prayer request. While we are on that road, if there's anyone else that has a prayer request, you know, we are wanting to welcome that. And what I will do is I will make my own prayer request. One of the things that I've learned and continue to learn, that when you're, and saints, please take note of this, when you're doing what God wants you to do, you're willing to be bold and to obey, quite often you come under attack. You come under attack. And while we're on this, I would ask you that you pray for me. I need prayer. I would love for you to be my prayer shield. We continue this mission. We need to be shielded and covered by prayer. So each of you, I would ask that you would really take that on as a blessing to myself and, of course, my wife, and to this the prayer ministry, this prayer life that we've entered into. You play an important part in that. And as the time winds down, we can continue that thought in days to come. But I'm so thrilled that you've joined us. I want us to do some affirmations right now that would really magnify your life and your day. So I'm to do that right now. Affirmations are powerful, and once we're in right standing with the Lord, they actually work, because they're declarations. We're speaking according to God's will. So I'm going to do these acclamations on all our behalf. Right, we have just about 90 seconds, so I'll be able to do a few of them. I declare through God that the battle is already won, according to 1 Samuel 17 and 47. I declare that our God is preserving what he has ordained for us, and he will lead us into it, according to Malachi 3:11, Joshua 1:1-6. I declare that we have won the victory, according to 1 Corinthians. I believe God has sent his word, and it will not return void, according to Isaiah 55:11. I declare that God has anointed us to do his will, Hebrews 13:21. I declare that God has given us divine healing and divine life, Matthew 8:2-3. I expect God's mercy and grace to be upon us today, according to Lamentations 3:22. And we expect God's favor and blessing on us today. Yes. We will live and not die, and declare the works of the Lord. Yes. May God bless you and keep you and make his face shine upon you, be gracious unto you, and give you peace. Thank you, and I love you. every one of you for joining us on today. You have a blessed day. Amen.
And amen. Thank you,
Pastor. Amen. God bless you too, Pastor.
Yes. Amen. Hallelujah.